a grown man. Things like this just don't happen in the Midwest. I know a cold dad will know what to do. Don't go wrong.
That child is astounding. Absolutely phenomenal. This is the first time a baby has ever given me a perfect footprint for the birth certificate. Look at that beauty. Not a smudge on it. That's Dr. Exidor. Now I know you have a lot of questions for your pediatrician.
This has got to be the most bizarre thing that's ever happened in my entire life. Don't you think that baby is unusually large?
Baby? What baby? Why wasn't I consulted?
I'm talking about our baby. The distinguished-looking gentleman in the diaper.
Oh, him. Rather unique.
It seems so alien. I wonder if there's anything earthly about it.
Why do new parents always ask that question? A baby is half orchid. That means he's aging backwards and he has three hearts. But he does have some human characteristics. For instance, he seems to enjoy a good story.
What?
Mother, huzzah! Huzzah! We have one, the Cinderella life. Oh, Min, I couldn't have done it without you. I couldn't have lifted him without you.
This just all happened so fast. I really think we need to talk about this. Alone.
I suppose I'm not invited to dinner either. Well, I've got to finish my paper for the medical journal. Anyway, I'm going to be the best dance critic they ever had.
Min, excuse me, he's the most beautiful child you've ever seen. Oh, Min, wait till you see the little overalls I got on. He looks just like Lester Maddox on steroids.
Yeah, he's cute, Mark, in a mature sort of way. But our baby isn't exactly what I was expecting.
Well, have a girl next time, Min.
No, that's not what I meant. You look different. He has the body of a 50-year-old and the mind of an infant.
Well, you said you always liked Jerry Lewis.
Having a child is difficult under normal circumstances, but Mark, rhinos have smaller babies.
Bill, I sense a little note of trepidation there. Now, come on, now. He's a little helpless, innocent child. No, come on, now. There's nothing to be afraid. Let's go.
Come on.
I know. You didn't know you knew him.
Min! Min! Min, he can walk!
More, he can destroy.
Isn't it amazing? Isn't it magnificent? I mean, whoever stood after being only an hour old?
Black Beauty.
There you go. Come to Mama. Come on. There we go. The one for baby news. One more. There we go. There's one. There we go. One for parents' world. There you go. There we go. Another one. There we go. Oh, there we go. There we go. And Playboy. One for Playboy. There we go. Okay. After dark. One for after dark.
Oh, man. Oh, isn't he the most beautiful one? Oh, little Buddha, come on now. Puck her up. Oh, we can't get her. Oh, there we go. Oh,
man, isn't he beautiful? I mean, he's got your eyes and Charles Bronson's beard. Here's the name. Here's the name. You combine Mort, Mindy, Earth, equals Merch.
Merch. Where's the McConnell? Well, it is unusual. But then, so is he.
Oh. There
Eggshell.
What was in it, a few?
Well, I guess there's no putting this off any longer. I got something to tell you. And I think you better take this sitting down.
Well, okay, honey. Fire away.
Okay. Let's see. How should I put this? Remember when I was 11 and you told me where babies came from?
Yes.
See, for some strange forking reason, Mork got pregnant, laid an egg, and now we're parents. Boy, I'm glad that's okay.
Are you trying to tell me that I'm the grandfather of a chicken?
No. It's a baby. It's a 6 foot, 225 pound, middle-aged baby named Murph.
Are you serious?
Don't fall apart on me. You're the only one I can talk to about this.
Are you serious?
I know it's a shock. It was for me, too.
Good. Come on.
To the park?
No, we're going to the airport. By tomorrow morning, you can be in Brazil.
Yeah, I'm not going to run away. He's my son. And I know it's kind of weird now, but I'm sure in enough time, I'll go to live every hair in his chest.
Honey, if that's what you want to do. Oh, sure you will, honey. Now, you never were afraid of new experiences. I mean, you married an alien and you went to another planet. And you were the first girl in Boulder to play Little League baseball.
I hope you're right.
You have to realize that most squirrels don't normally fly like that. My God, it is true.
Say hi to Grandpa. There we go. Say hi, Grandpa. Near and near.
Put him to Call Air Brazil.
The porcine and porcupine quality, how the tiny puppets as a hand motivate the most.
Murph, watch Daddy. Murph, what's Daddy bouncing on? What is it?
Tush.
I was shooting for Ben, but he's right.
Well, he's many times superior being. All right. And who are you? Who are you? And who am I? Min, I feel just like Anne Bancroft in The Miracle Worker. And now the big question. No pressure, though.
Who's this?
Shoot.
Shoo!
Hey, isn't that wonderful? Minda's first non sequitur.
Or he called me Shoo.
Funny, you don't look shooish.
Come on,
my
little weird kid.
Hey, Daddy. Daddy.
Hi. Minda, he's bilingual.
Great, bilingual. You're mommy and I'm Shoo.
Oh, don't worry about it, Minda. He still loves you. Besides, he'll be up again in another hour. We'll try again.
Nightmare.
A-L-I-E-N. Why don't you find out that... Whoa!
What are you doing on the phone?
It looks like I got squeezed out.
He just wanted to cuddle.
He's just a little afraid. Man, we saw The Shining today, remember?
I don't want to go now.
That's all right. Well, I guess there's not room for the three of us, so I'll go sleep on the couch.
Oh, no. You do the honors. I'll be more comfortable on the couch. Nightmare.
Nightmare. Night, you. Just plain Morky Dearest.
$300 dress and a wire hanger.
Here, let me inside. Oh, no, that's worse. That's the only way I can sit through Phil Donahue.
I see. You know, Mork, little Mirth, I mean, big Mirth kind of took me by surprise, but the bottom line is, I am his grandfather. He is my grandson, so it's about time I started spoiling him.
Oh, football, he's going to love that.
I know, Mork, it's baseball.
Oh, I knew that. That's what you do before you start selling coffee machines.
Well, okay. So, where's the bride?
Oh, Pop should be so proud of her. She's the perfect American father. She comes home late, never plays with the kids, and brings in the paycheck.
Oh, and Mark, I don't think you understand what a good father is. You see, good fathers want to be there as much as they can be. It's wonderful to watch your children grow up, and it's wrong that she's missing.
Good, Pops, I guess you're right. If it wasn't for that Mr. Sternhagen forcing her nose down at a grindstone, she'd be here right now.
Mark, what are you talking about?
Oh, he asked her to work the night shift.
Oh, well, no, he didn't. Didn't Lindy tell you that she volunteered for the night shift?
I've got to sit down.
Oh, you are sitting. Just bend your legs.
How convenient.
Oh, Lindy asked to work the night shift? You know what that means?
I'm afraid I do.
Will you tell me? All right, Mork, I'll try. I think Mindy is confused and apprehensive about being a parent to Murph. What she needs is time to be close to the child and love to take care of her.
Pops, you know how some mind's going to become a broken home. No way. Well, Houdini, watch out. Come on now, we're going to go find Mindy.
Give me a head start. It's going to take me a while.
Mark, you're not going to let him go out like that.
Oh, you're right. Mert, go put on your jacket.
Well, what are you doing here? And why is
Martha
so late?
Oh, Minnie, you have to make a report to O-R-S-O-N.
What?
Sagittarian women.
Hi, Murph. Oh, Murph. Where did Mommy take you for lunch today?
To a Japanese restaurant, not tempura, and sashimi, and banzai tree.
Sounds nutritious. So, what do you think of where Daddy works?
Pathetic. I have better stuff than this in my room.
No, 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 don't touch that. Oh, Murph. Murph. Daddy didn't mean to scare you. This is Daddy's rocket ship. It's not a toy.
Mommy coming back.
Soon. Did Mommy teach you how to play baseball?
No. Funny.
No? You will put it on right. Give me your hand. Nope. Look over there. Now give me your hand. Help me. You want me to teach you how to play catch?
Get my
hand.
Try it.
Yeah? Okay. Come over here and Daddy will teach you how to play catch.
Okay.
Eye in the ball. One, two, three.
They call this a national pastime.
This one, Daddy knows you're going to catch the ball. Turn it like this. Okay, here we go. One, two, three. That's great. Done. You did real good. You want to try it again?
No.
Room for one more?
I'll bet there wasn't an emergency at all, was there?
Yes, there was, Min. You didn't feel part of the family.
I guess I have to run anyway. But you know what? I'm going to quit this night job so I can spend all my time with you two.
Oh, this is a wonderful moment. We're so much happier than the Jeffersons.
You know what would make me really happy? If Murph would call me Mommy. Murph. Murph. Mommy, Murph.
Mommy. Mommy.
Mm-hmm.
Daddy. Shoot.
Calling Orson. Come in, Orson.
Mark calling Orson. Come in, your grandioseness.
Hello, Mark. You seem to be in an unusually good mood. Hitting the ginger ale again?
Oh, no, sir. I'm high on life. Just hold on to your fish stick. I'm the baby boy.
A baby? What a completely outdated concept.
Oh, sir, come on now. I know you're going to love him because judging by his size, he could be yours. Sir? I happen to have a few photographs here with me. Can I show them to you, please? Here they go. Here he is, 2 hours old.
He seems very alert for a child his age.
Oh, yes, sir. Here is his first piggyback ride. And here's a family portrait. This one was snapped just before we were airborne.
Well, Mark, I must admit he is rather exceptional.
Oh, sir, I'm glad you think so. Because Minnie and I want you to be the godfather.
Me? Absolutely not. I am not getting involved in your barbaric earthling matter. He does look a little like me, doesn't he?
Well, sir, especially around the equator. Oh, a check. Oh, thank you, Godfather. Oh, sir. Oh, this will assure him of a college education.
Or at least a hamburger and some onion rings. Oh, sweet, sir. Nanu.
$1.30? Such a big man, he gets so little.
Thank you.